This episode of Famous is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easy to build your own website, blog, or online store. To get started, go to squarespace.com/famous for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code FAMOUS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. What does it mean to be famous? How does it change your life? How does it impact your decisions? Most importantly, is it fun? I wanted to learn about fame from the inside. In this podcast, I sit down with famous people and get answers to those questions.
Hello.
Part two. Matt, you don't have your mask on.
Yeah, I don't. I'm at my house now.
I like that stack of books back there. Wow.
Yeah, it's actually connected, but it's like...
This is Kevin Wiseman, a world-renowned actor. He's in countless TV shows like Alias, Hello Ladies, The X-Files, and Goliath. Today, I'll be interviewing him to find out his opinion on what it's like to be famous.
Yes. So,
what is the most enjoyable part of being an actor for you?
There are a few things that I like about it. I like taking a writer's ideas and bringing them to life, serving their narrative, like what they wrote, but then also bringing my own perspective to it. So I think it's really cool to collaborate with a really, hopefully, bright and smart writer, and then bring a little of my own juice to it. So it's really fun when that process works out.
What's the hardest part about choosing acting as a career?
The hardest part about choosing acting as a career is, you know, a lot of times the decisions over whether or not you're going to work on something are out of your control because you're really reliant on other people hiring you. So you might not be right for, you might be a great actor, fantastic, you nailed it. They, you know, you totally could do something, but you look too much like the main character. So, you know what I mean? There are aspects of it that are beyond your control. So you have to convince yourself, hey, you know what? All I can do is do my best work. Leave it on the table, and the chips fall where they may, as they say in the old gambling world.
If you had a choice, would you choose a different career pathway instead of acting? What would it be, and why?
You know, I'm really happy with the circus life that I've chosen, and I've met and worked with some incredible people, but if I had to choose something else, what would it be? I would say, you know, I really do like working with kids, you know, teaching, maybe I did some acting teaching, you know, like your age, from like 11 to 15 or 16. I really like that. I like working with kids because you know, you guys are like, kids are the most free and creative.
For sure.
You're not second guessing yourself. So it's really fun to, I learn a lot from younger people.
Do you get recognized in public, and how do you deal with that?
You know, I just try to be kind and gracious, and I appreciate anybody saying anything nice things about me. It's not always nice, but you hope that it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I deal with it just like you would, you know, any kind interaction. I try to accept the person's excitement because it, you know how it is. Like, you're watching a TV show or something, you feel like you know that person, and then you see them in real life. It is kind of strange to see them. You feel like they're a family member. So I understand what they're thinking. So I just try to make it like a real cool interaction, and you know, and then on with the day. So yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
As long as everybody, like when I'm in the bathroom or I'm eating, that's when I'm a little
that's a little weird.
Let's talk later. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Finally, what's one funny thing that's happened to you on set?
I was on a show called The X-Files, which was like pre-Alias, like a supernatural show about aliens. And my character finds a genie and we get three wishes, and I wish to be invisible. And then I get, because I want to be able to like cruise the world and be invisible. And I get, but I'm going across the street, like going after a woman, like to say hello, even though I'm invisible, and I get hit by a Mack truck. And the only way that Mulder and Scully, the two lead characters, can see me is by putting yellow fingerprint dust all over me. Mm-hmm. So I had like yellow fingerprint dust literally painted on my entire body. And I just remember, like, I had a stunt double as well, and he had yellow. He was fully painted in yellow.
Oh my God. So
we took a photo of next to each other. Like we were like naked, but we had not really, like, they give you stuff that's like, looks like you're naked, but you're not, you're wearing shorts and
everything
like
that.
So it's two like quote unquote naked dudes in full yellow paint. And then I remember showering on the lot, on the 20th Century Fox lot, and all this yellow paint was going into the drain, but I found yellow, you know, makeup coming into the shower for like days after that. I'm like, where did that come from? Like out of my ear, out of other air? I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that was pretty funny. It was a lot of yellow for about a week. A lot of yellow.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. Yeah, right. It sucks that it wasn't there. All right.
That's right. We did it.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you again.